Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting second, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth, the shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz, who is chasing the ball. Easter reaches third base with a triple. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Porter. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Don Lenhart pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Lenhart now playing left field. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosen for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball towards right. Wirtz settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wirtz. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Porter. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Courtney picks up the ball and throws it to Sievers, who tags the runner out. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Marsh pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 2 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Young reaches second base with a double. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.